SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, a cybersecurity update causes a worldwide tech outage. The International Court of Justice finds Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories is against international law. And in racing, Ryan Wood has blitzed the field to set the fastest time in practice on his Sydney Motorsport Park Supercars debut. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. A major technology outage has affected companies and people worldwide. It was caused by a defect found in a CrowdStrike update for Windows hosts. CrowdStrike is a cybersecurity company which has a significant share of the market globally. The outage is thought to be the biggest ever recorded, and it's been confirmed there's no evidence it's a cyber attack. CrowdStrike Chief Executive George Kurtz says they've issued a fix which will allow companies to reboot their systems without the problem, but it's been advised it may take some time to resolve due to the size and nature of the incident. The federal government has met with CrowdStrike as well as supermarket chains, telecommunications companies, airlines and other industries to address the large-scale outage here in Australia. Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill says the government's closely engaged at all levels and are focusing on making sure the fix is instituted as quickly as possible. Internationally, airports appear to have been the worst affected, with people unable to board their flights. In the United States, three major airlines requested a global ground stop to prevent any flights from taking off. Global aviation data suggests that at least 1,390 flights were cancelled globally out of over 110,000 scheduled commercial flights. Authorities in Germany say critical infrastructure has been impacted, including energy, transport and telecommunications. Pre-market trading in the US suggests that CrowdStrike has lost a fifth of its value, which could mean a loss of billions of dollars. To other news now, and the International Court of Justice has ruled that Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories is against international law, and the country should stop settlement activity in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. The court says Israel should end what it calls its illegal occupation of those areas and the Gaza Strip as soon as possible. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the court has made a decision of lies. The ICJ is based in The Hague in the Netherlands, and its opinion is not legally binding. The court's findings will now go to the UN General Assembly for its consideration, including the option of adopting a resolution. Yemen's Houthi armed forces has claimed responsibility for a drone attack on Tel Aviv that's killed one person and injured at least 10. The group says it used a new form of drone that is capable of bypassing interception systems and being unable to be detected by radars. Israel's military says it's opened an investigation into the incident, which resulted in a large explosion near the United States Embassy office. It says its investigation will look at why the country's air defence systems were not activated to intercept the aerial target. A top campaign staffer for US President Joe Biden insists he will stay in the race, even as pressure mounts from within his own party to end his bid for re-election. More than one in 10 congressional Democrats have now publicly called on the 81-year-old to drop out. Mr. Biden suspended campaigning earlier this week after testing positive for COVID-19. He's currently isolating at his home in Delaware. The US journalist Evan Gershkovich has been sentenced by a Russian court to 16 years in a high-security penal colony on espionage charges. The Wall Street Journal reporter was first arrested last March while on a reporting trip. Prosecutors have accused him of working for the Central Intelligence Agency, which he, the Journal, and the US all deny. It marks the first conviction of a US journalist for espionage in Russia since the Cold War ended more than 30 years ago. And in racing, Ryan Wood has blitzed the field to set the fastest time in practice on his Sydney Motorsport Park Supercars debut. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.